Good afternoon and welcome to Acosta Verde's second quarter 2025 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator. Currently, all participants are in listen-only mode. Following the company's remarks, we will open the call for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone keypad. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Please note that this conference call is being recorded and will be available for replay on our website at www.groupoav.com. It is now my pleasure to hand the call over to Mrs. Rosalinda Fernandez, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acosta Verde. Mrs. Fernandez, you have the floor.
Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your participation in today's earnings call as we review Acosta Verde's consolidated results for the second quarter of 2025. Joining me today are Jesus Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, and Hernán Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. On Friday, we released our quarterly report for the second quarter of 2025, which is available in the investor section of our website. We invite you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoav.com with any questions. We are committed to keeping you well informed and truly appreciate your continued interest and confidence in Acosta Verde. Before we begin, I would like to remind everyone that during this call, we may refer to certain non-IFRS financial metrics. These do not represent a financial analysis of our result in accordance with IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the company's operating performance. Additionally, this call may include forward-looking statements or subjective analysis that may involve some risk and uncertainties. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed on a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is a reasonable support for them. However, we cannot guarantee that they will materialize. Actual results could differ materially from these forward-looking statements. We invite you to review our financial statements and quarterly report for more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. With that, I would like to hand the call over to Jesus Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, who will provide an overview of our performance.
Thank you, Rosie. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you to Acosta Verde's second quarter 2025 conference call. We are proud to share that this quarter brought another period of solid financial and operating results, demonstrating once again our ability to meet expectations, navigate a complex environment, and grow our business with discipline. Our business model, focused on the operation and development of well-located shopping centers oriented toward everyday consumption, has once again proven its strength in an economic environment that, while showing signs of stabilization, still presents challenges. The resilience of our shopping centers is supported by several key factors: healthy occupancy levels across the portfolio, a strong and stable relationship with our tenants, disciplined cost control, and a deep understanding of the needs and behaviors of the millions of people who visit our shopping centers. We remain focused on creating value for our shareholders through profitable growth, operational efficiency, and prudent financial management. Turning to our sustainability strategy, aligned with our long-term vision, we continue to advance across all ESG pillars. On the environment front, we made progress in the installation of solar panels across four of our shopping centers. There are Sendero Sur in Saltillo, Sendero Chihuahua, Sendero Obregón, and Sendero Culiacán. These efforts promote the use of renewable energy and helps operate more efficiently and responsibly across the portfolio. Through this project, we aim to avoid the emission of approximately 2,629 tons of CO2e per year in our portfolio. On the social side, we successfully complete the second generation of our internal program called WIN, which stands for Working Woman in Action. The program is focused on developing female talent at the Costa Verde. This year, several participants were also selected for a personalized coach program aimed at strengthening their leadership within our organization. In terms of governance, we published our second integrated annual report, reinforcing our commitment to transparency and sharing key ESG achievement and progress. Looking ahead, we remain fully committed to create exceptional experience for our visitors, maintaining the strength of our assets and building long-term value for our shareholders. We are confident that Plaza Sendero will continue to be a preferred, reliable, and safe destination for families across Mexico. Thank you once again for your trust and continued support. Now, I'll turn the call over to Hernán Treviño, who will walk us through our operating and financial performance for the quarter.
Thank you, Jesús. During the quarter, we operated across 18 strategically located properties throughout the region, totaling 468,000 square meters of GLA. There was a marginal increase during the period that reflects the reclassification of a small portion of previously non-leasable space into rentable area. In terms of occupancy, the occupancy levels remain strong. At the end of June 2025, the occupancy rate of the portfolio was 95.7%, an increase of 0.5 percentage points from June 2024. During the second quarter of 2025, foot traffic within our shopping centers was approximately 27.1 million visitors, a decrease of 1% from the same period of last year. Foot traffic during the first 6 months of 2025 reached 51.7 million visitors, that represents a decrease of 2% when compared to the same period in 2024. Meanwhile, in terms of vehicle traffic, our parking lots received approximately 6.5 million vehicles during the second quarter of 2025, representing a 9% increase when compared to the second quarter of 2024. On a year-to-date basis, during the first 6 months of 2025, a total of 12.1 million vehicles entered our Plaza Sendero parking lots, a 5% increase when compared to the same period last year. During the first 6 months of 2025, we achieved a positive lease spread of 8.1%, reflecting the continued strength of our leasing strategy. This metric compares the average rent of new or renewed contracts to the average rent of outgoing leases for the same GLA. Over this period, we renewed and replaced leases covering approximately 26,000 square meters of GLA, demonstrating our ability to improve rental terms while maintaining occupancy and tenant quality. Looking forward, our lease maturity continued to improve during the second quarter. At the end of the period, 57% of our GLA is secured under contracts extending through 2028 and beyond, up from 55% in the previous quarter. This quarter-over-quarter increase enhances our long-term revenue visibility and reduces short-term renewal risk. Moving on to our rent collection, we achieved an efficiency in collections of 101% compared to quarterly invoices and 100% for the six-month period of 2025. With that, I will now hand the call back to Rosy, who will review our financial results.
Thank you, Hernán. This second quarter of 2025, our cash flow basis NOI stood at 380 million pesos, representing a 9% increase compared to the same period last year. The NOI margin remained at 89% for the first half of the year. Cumulative cash flow basis NOI reached 755 million pesos, up 11% from 678 million pesos in the first half of 2024. The NOI margin for this period also remained stable at 89%. This year-over-year growth was primarily driven by higher occupancy rates across the portfolio, resulting in a 10% increase in fixed rent, equivalent to 63 million pesos. Additional variable rent and revenues from common areas contributed to the positive outcome, increasing by 23% and 17% respectively. Overall, the solid revenue growth supports the strong NOI performance. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than the accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, we consider that reflecting it on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and supports better decision-making. Please note that for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the second quarter of 2025 reached 396 million pesos, representing a 12% increase. On an accrual basis, NOI for the six-month period in 2025 increased in 14%, from 694 million pesos in 2024 to 790 million pesos. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the Investor section. Moving on to accrued basis indicators, total revenue for the second quarter of 2025 stood at 437 million pesos, representing an 11% year-over-year increase compared to a 395 million pesos. Looking at the six-month performance, total revenue reached 869 million pesos, up 13% from the 770 million pesos recorded in the same period of 2024. This solid performance was supported by higher lease income, which grew 13% on a cumulative basis and 12% in the second quarter. Operating EBITDA for the second quarter of 2025 was 341 million pesos, representing a 15% increase year over year and 3 percentage point improvement in the EBITDA margin, reaching 76%. On a year-to-date basis, operating EBITDA totaled 641 million pesos, reflecting a 19% increase compared to the same period in 2024. The EBITDA margin stood at 72%, representing an increase of 4 percentage points versus the first half of the year. As of June 2025, our cash position stood at 2.1 billion pesos, representing a decrease of 11% or 245 million pesos compared to the same period in 2024. This decline is primarily due to higher dividend payments. So far this year, we have paid out 500 million pesos in dividends, doubling the 250 million pesos distributed over the same period last year. Additionally, our total debt stood at 4.3 billion pesos, representing an 8% reduction year over year, as we continue to strengthen our capital structure and maintain prudent leverage levels. The loan-to-value of the period was 11%. With that, we conclude our prepared remarks and open the floor for questions. Operator, please proceed with the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up the handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. And it shows that we have reached the end of the question and answer session. I would like to turn the floor back over to Rosie for closing remarks.
in Acosta Verde. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out.
This concludes Acosta Verde's second quarter 2025 conference call. You may now disconnect.